today the church celebrates the memorial of St. Martin of Tours, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 17, verses 1 to 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea, than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you 7 times in one day, and returns to you 7 times saying, 'I am sorry,' you should forgive him." And the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." It's quite common among people who are overly idealistic to be easily scandalized, offended, or intolerant. It can certainly be argued that perhaps they need to be a little more streetwise, a little more in touch with the realities of life. Maybe they need to develop a thicker skin, becoming a bit more resistant to the imperfections of this life. At the same time, though, Jesus warns against giving people, however hardened they may or may not be to life, a reason to be scandalized. Sadly, idealistic people can find it difficult to forgive the weakness and failings of others. While virtue may be second nature to them, it can be very difficult for them to understand strength of temptation. Sometimes their idealism causes them to be blind to the goodness in other people. Indeed, the inability of pious people to forgive may actually be a scandal to unbelievers, causing them to stay away from the family of the church. Jesus acknowledges that sin and failure will inevitably occur. He doesn't call the holy people of the church to look down on those who sin. He shows that one's quest for holiness needs to be balanced by faith in God's activity in the lives of others, even those who sin, which would pretty much include most of us.